Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Fear Produces Lies.
The scripture is from Matthew 28. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, his disciples came by night and stole him while you were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. The Gospel of the Lord. The other Mary, along with Mary of Magdala, is believed to be Mary, the wife of Clopas, and some traditions say Clopas was the brother of Saint Joseph. In any case, the early community knew who she was and honored her as the announcer, along with Mary of Magdala, of the resurrection of Jesus to the apostolic community. This is no small honor, and yet they were both joyful and fearful. So we have this wonderful incident of Jesus meeting them and confirming what they thought. Fear was transformed into joy and zeal. They wanted to bask in the presence of Jesus, but he says, "No, go and tell my disciples." I imagine the disciples saying, "What? What? Now wait just a second, you two." And at the same time, the lies begin. The guards assigned to the tomb know that they are in trouble. So they concoct a lie and say they fell asleep. The religious leaders are alarmed and they huddle together and come back. Instead of disciplining the guards, they make a payment, a bribe, and tell the guards to say his friends had come and stole the body. The lie gets bigger and bigger. And the passage ends with the implication that the lie is still alive in the early community and it needs to be corrected. But we know by recent experience, if you tell a lie often enough, people will begin to think it is the truth. But Jesus told us the truth would make us free, not fearful. The Holy Spirit continues to remind us of that daily. You know, the truth hurts when we use it as a weapon to win in a situation or conversation. But a bit of truth is healing if we tell it gently, and then it reduces everybody's anxiety. We could all use a bit of that.